We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
My friends, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, very sad times for humanity, but this illustrates that the only thing that's constant on the face of this planet is change, and that humanity has always been in great danger from the elements, from Mother Nature. The sun, the moon, the climate is always changing because of the sun and the moon. We're always having different effects in our society because of it. And many civilizations have been destroyed, or part of civilizations have been destroyed, like we saw with Pompeii and the eruption of Vesuvius, one of the major coastal towns in what was Rome thousands of years ago. And, of course, there's the famous photographs and illustrations of the exhumed bodies that were encased in lava and hot ash, still screaming with looks of anguish and pain on their faces. Now, to go over the situation in Japan is mind-blowing. And there's a lot of different facets and angles, but here's the deal. As of yesterday morning, Saturday morning, I worked with Kurt Nemo and wrote several articles that were posted on Infowars.com. Kurt did, dealing with the fact that a meltdown had happened and there was a cover-up taking place. Now, we were the first to say that. About 7 hours later, the official Japanese government organ came out and said, indeed, a meltdown has occurred, the severity of which is not known. Now they're looking at 6 plant failures and multiple meltdowns, and that's all over the news. That giant explosion that we'll show you video of, it's up on Infowars.com for radio listeners, but for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, giant explosions taking place. An amazing event yesterday morning at this main plant that's had most of the problems. There's 6 plants at that one facility. Huge explosion, brown-white explosion. The particular video we're showing now is a fuel tank exploding. The footage we're talking about is of the reactor exploding. The reactor casing, that was not footage that you just saw. That was something else. But they're now saying that there is a danger of another reactor in that facility having a problem. They're talking about a hydrogen explosion there, because obviously there's a lot of volatile things.
On the march, the empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
On this live Sunday transmission. I'm live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back 4 to 6 Central Standard Time. Obviously, the lion's share of this Sunday two-hour transmission will be devoted to the absolute crisis that Japan is facing. And the Japanese government has stated today, this is the greatest crisis Japan has faced since World War II, when every major city in Japan was bombed in the ground and two atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Millions of Japanese died total in that war, including those on the mainland. So they are saying this is the biggest crisis they faced in more than 65 years, and there is no doubt. Here's what we know. Top geological surveys in the United States and Japan are predicting more aftershocks. They've had more than 100 earthquakes, many of which are over a 6.0 on the Richter scale, since the massive earthquake that took place Friday in Japan. Then the resulting tsunamis. In one town alone, the military in Japan is estimating more than 10,000 people dead. Just like with the 2005 Indonesian earthquake that was over a 9 on the Richter scale, they're now saying that this earthquake was a 9.1, upgraded from an 8.9. That's double previously what they thought it was. But again, General News is reporting over 10,000 dead nationwide and growing. Military there predicting 10,000 dead in one single town. And what does this illustrate? Life is fragile. The only thing that's constant on this planet is change. How many Greek cities and Roman cities and Japanese cities have been destroyed by earthquakes and by volcanic eruptions? By the way, there's been another big volcanic eruption clearly connected to the gigantic earthquake. Japanese volcano erupts in the southwestern area of Japan, exploding and ejecting rock and ash high into the atmosphere. A Japan tsunami survivor found 10 miles out to sea on top of the wreckage of the roof of a house. Of course, the images of fires at oil refineries still burning. The devastation is biblical, obviously, in proportion. And we live on a planet hurtling through space two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy, orbiting a sun. And I had Piers Corbin, top meteorologist and astrophysicist, on Friday. And even ABC News asked the question 2 weeks ago, would the giant moon, as it's known, cause this? The closest the moon had been to the Earth since 1992, and it happened to coincide with a record solar flare that basically hit the general area of Antarctica, also energizing the magnetic field and the inner workings of the planet, and there's major studies. They don't exactly understand why it happens, but scientists do know that the moon and the sun manipulate not just the tides of the planet's oceans, but that the moon predominantly, even more than the sun, drives the magma. See, the crust is just floating on top of the magma. There are islands of cooled rock that we live on, only a few miles thick, with thousands of miles deep lava down to that nickel iron spinning core of the planet that creates the magnetic field. But the sun's magnetics, the sun thousands of times the size of the Earth, its powerful magnetics then affect that lava and that liquid nickel and iron as well. So you had massive record coronal ejection fully hitting the Earth straight on the day before the mega earthquake. And more scientists are realizing that it is a direct cause and effect with the sun and the moon. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if the moon creates the tides, the moon creates the waves. If it didn't have the moon, there would be very little waves, no tides. That is the moon spinning around the Earth. That's 100% scientific fact. Now, Al Gore and others predictably came out and said global warming caused this. Did the Romans 2,000 plus years ago, when a bunch of their cities got destroyed by Vesuvius erupting and people got killed in their tracks by the thousands and were encased in lava at Pompeii and other cities, was that caused by global warming, caused by man? The ice caps of Europa, the ice caps of Titan, the ice caps of Mars have been melting because of the sun's increased output and activity. Is that caused by the SUV? No. It's time to realize that man is tiny and that the real threats that man poses are nuclear weapons, fission fusion reactors, superconducting super colliders, super weapons. And I'm not anti-technology. I'm not here calling for the overt restriction. I'm just calling for a debate and a discussion about these super technologies. Now, that said, I want to walk through all the different facets and angles of what's happened in Japan and the fact that volcanic activity is radically increasing, including in the last 100 years that they've been scientifically measuring it, Yellowstone, which is the largest active volcanic caldera on the planet. It is a super volcano. The cone is several hundred miles across. The cone straddles several state borders. And the last time it erupted, it is predicted that it killed almost all life in North America. Now, man only has records going back vaguely about 3,000 years, a little bit of records going back 6,000 to the Sanskrit and some of the hieroglyphs and things from Egypt and Babylon. So when scientists believe that we only get hit by giant asteroids every million years, or when scientists believe that mega volcanoes only go off every few million years, that was all changed with Shoemaker Levy. That was the comet that hit Saturn, what was it, 15, 20 years ago? You can pull it up. Broke into five big pieces, blew holes in the Saturn gas giant, bigger than the planet Earth. Now scientists, unfortunately, have had to change their view, and they say conservatively every 100,000 years or less, we get hit by gigantic asteroids. A smaller one has the effect of 30 or 40 high-powered nukes going off. The bigger ones, thousands of nukes. We're talking about years of darkness, dust, the Earth's temperature going into an ice age. We're talking about absolute, complete collapse of society and everybody you know dying. Now, the globalists know this is real, and that's why they've taken several trillion U.S. dollars, we know that's been spent, and built giant underground bases all over North America. The Swiss have built them for their entire population, 2-year supply. In the U.S., the general public is directed to the local sports stadium or underground parking garage as fallout or emergency centers to crawl in and die, starve to death with your family. Though our government has spent more than all governments combined on underground bases, we have no underground bases for the citizens. They're all for David Rockefeller and the rest of them. So I thought I would just add that in there for you. That shows you what our government thinks of us here in Land of the Free, home of the brave. They have giant seed vaults. They have giant admitted underground bases near the Arctic and Antarctic Circle. The UN has more than 24 bases worldwide that are public, heavily guarded. Here in the U.S., there's Mount Weather, Mount Shasta. There's a giant underground base hub under Bergstrom International. I only know because I have connections who lived here in Austin in the 50s when it was being constructed. This is top secret information. It connects to Fort Hood, a giant nuke base out there. All right, I'll tell you about how we were first to report the meltdown at the major reactor in Japan on the other side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, the 13th day of March 2011. And of course, on the 11th, on Friday, Japan had the greatest earthquake in modern history for their country, even their region, now upgraded to a 9.1. Hundreds of aftershocks, with most scientists, seismologists expecting that there will be another big aftershock sometime in the next 24 hours. To put a 9.1 in perspective, that is double an 8.9 on the Richter scale, more than double. To give you an idea of the type of earthquake that hit Japan, of course, a large volcano has now erupted, blasting ash over several cities in Japan's southwestern area. I've got more than 150 news articles here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not radio listeners. For radio listeners, you can go to Infowars.com and see all of these articles posted in real time. In a special section that we have that's being updated minute by minute with our team, having somebody on staff 24 hours a day to track this. Now, I'm 22 minutes into the broadcast, and I haven't gotten to the biggest issue yet. And I'm going to be detailing this later in the hour, but I wanted to calmly give you some of the background and a wide-spectrum analysis of what's happening before I go there. The Japanese government is now reporting that six plants have lost power and that they are in emergency situations trying to pump seawater on the ocean-based plants, coastal plants, and regular water into one of the plants that is more inland, and that three plants are on the verge of complete meltdown. The Fukushima number one did melt down, ladies and gentlemen, and it began melting down Friday night Japan time. That's in the morning here. I knew that because I had done basic research into it, and they were reporting 1,000 times regular levels of cesium and radioactive iodine. And that is only released from these type of uranium rod reactors when a meltdown has begun and fission has been achieved. Now, I'm no nuclear physicist. That is 101 in the encyclopedia for a meltdown. That's what happened at Chernobyl. Now, I had arguments with my writers, proved the information to my writers, Kurt Nemo, Saturday, not mean arguments, but we had debates about it. And I worked with Kurt, and he concurred, and we put out a report first, Saturday morning, before anybody else did. And I just want to point out, we know what we're talking about here, that Fukushima number one had melted down. Now, it had not exploded yet. Right at the time our article went out, it exploded. That was not a steam release or a hydrogen explosion. And that's now been admitted by the Japanese government. That it did indeed melt down and did indeed explode. They first tried to claim, oh, well, that was just the containment facility blew up, but the reactor's fine inside. Sure. It's an explosion sending brown smoke meaning that's not steam, ladies and gentlemen, over 1,000 feet in the air in seconds. Those towers are 1,000 plus feet tall. We looked it up. So within seconds, a 1,000 foot tall explosion, a giant containment facility going sky high at the reactor number one. And then the media said, gee, do you think there's going to be a bigger problem now at the plant? I don't know. It just completely explodes many times bigger than Chernobyl right in front of you. And they're picking up 1,000 plus times the radioactive isotopes 100% associated with meltdown. And now it's admitted the rods got blown all over the place. It's admitted, and now they're saying that's a good thing and that the engineers actually did that so that it wouldn't completely melt down. And a lot of other engineers have actually concurred with that, that blowing it up would send it in different directions so it wouldn't all melt down into one big blob and really go China syndrome. So government always lies is the point. They lie up front and don't want to tell you what's happening. And it's not that I'm against technology, but government is so corrupt that they covered up how bad Three Mile Island was. Turned it out it was over 100 times the radiation that they had claimed was released. That's now on record. There is a big experimental reactor and a sub-reactor here in Austin, Texas. The general public doesn't even know that the J.J. Pickle Research Facility is one of the biggest research reactors in the world. Where I live, there's a gigantic nuclear reactor, actually two of them, and the general public doesn't even know what's going on. When my dad was at UT in the 60s, they had one downtown. At least they moved it up north. Okay? So the issue is, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the denial that the nuclear industry does not have a very good safety record. It turns out most of the time they release radiation as steam when the public isn't looking. And that's why I like coal. Coal isn't perfect, but let me tell you, it won't turn your hair orange. It won't turn, you know, suck the paint off your house and give you an orange afro, as they say in what's that movie with Danny DeVito and the guy's trying to sell him speakers? And he says, man, this stuff will... No, it's Ghostbusters, where he says it'll suck the paint off your house and give you a permanent orange afro. The point is that, you know, a little bit of gallows humor here, folks, because this is very, 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 very serious. So here is the Tokyo News. Meltdown caused nuke plant explosion, government safety board says that, yes, the Fukushima facility did melt down. Here's another report. AP is reporting this, Russia Today as well, BBC also reporting. Nuclear plant designer says Japanese government suppressing scale of crisis. Yeah, no kidding. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to know when a containment facility blows sky high because the explosion's so big that the reactor just blew up. Steam doesn't do that. Hydrogen doesn't do that, ladies and gentlemen, not at the levels it's in a plant. Continuing here, the biggest issue that I haven't even gotten to yet is fallout. There are six reactors in crisis mode. The Japanese government now admits that. And that's six that are having big problems right now at three different locations across Japan. But at the Fukushima facility, there are six reactors. So I would up that to 11 reactors because Fukushima is six. When they say six, they're talking about Fukushima and five others. But if Fukushima is six reactors, and then that means they've got five more, six and five is 11. So Japan really has 11 reactors, six of them preparing to go critical right now, six of them on the verge of meltdown. One has already achieved meltdown. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And the winds are coming towards the U.S.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Opening the phones up, but I really only want to talk about and hear from you on, because it's so important, and our fellow humans, the Japanese, are in so much trouble. I really want to focus in on the earthquakes, the volcanoes, the tsunami, and yes, guess who is slated to get the first dose in the trade winds and in the jet stream from the fallout of Fukushima number one that we know blew up and sent its radioactive uranium-laced payload into the atmosphere. Guess who is directly in the trade winds? And above that, the jet stream scheduled to be arriving here in the next day and a half. You guessed it, ladies and gentlemen. You guessed it. The winds blow from Japan towards the United States west coast. It is going east. So Japan's east is the United States west coast. I've looked at the trade winds. It will disperse the radiation from within about the area of central Canada down to southern California. Is set to be getting the fallout from the one plant that's already blown sky high of the six at Fukushima Reactor 1. There's Reactor 1 through 6, and we'll put the article up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Japanese nuclear meltdown confirmed. That was our article we got out last night. We had the original article reported on media cover-up underway with nuke meltdown. And just 5 or 6 hours later, the Japanese government did come out and confirm that there was a meltdown at Fukushima number one. And gee, watching it blow up and clearly damage Fukushima 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, it was no surprise that suddenly they started reporting, oh no, other reactors are set to melt down now. Because one of them blew up right next door to the others. What do you think that does? And suddenly they started handing out radioactive iodine to people 6 miles away, then 20, now 50. Now they're calling in 10,000 troops, 30,000 troops, 50,000 troops in full hazmat gear. They're giving the public radioactive iodine because when fission is achieved, meltdown is achieved, then it starts putting off radioactive iodine, and what gland in the body absorbs it? The thyroid. And if you get a dose of radioactive iodine, it kills you in just a few days to a week or so, because your thyroid absorbs it and then literally dies. And you've got a big rotten gland in your body, and then you die. And don't think that our media is going to tell us if radiation detectors go off. I remember when they had Desert Storm 2 in 2003, radiation detectors went crazy in Western Europe, and they went crazy in England. Major universities picked up the depleted uranium isotope, which is highly toxic and radioactive. And I've had the former head of the DE weapons program on to explain how radioactive it still is. It's the word depleted is deceptive. And A, it's poisonous, very small particulate, and B, it causes massive increases in cancer and is radioactive. Now, remember, Iraq is to the east. Okay, and the trade winds go to the east. So it had to go all the way out of the Middle East, across Central Asia, into the Far East, and all the way across the Pacific, and back across the United States, and back through England and Europe to be picked up by the radiation detectors. But U.S. universities that came out in the news were ordered under Homeland Security, National Security. They use it to cover up toxic waste activity by corporations and government, to not report on DU meters. So the U.S. was closer in line to the fallout from the tons and tons of depleted uranium that were used. They were in line. We were in line to get more than Europe, but Europe allowed the news to come out of what their detectors picked up. So what's the moral of the story? You're not going to be told about the radioactive iodine. You're not going to be told about the uranium. You're not going to be told about the cesium, which is very deadly. You're not going to be told about any of that. Remember, the government doesn't tell you jack squat. If you think the government cares about you, up until 1991, it was illegal for our military, except for in special situations, to use depleted uranium. If the Russians came across into Germany during the Cold War with their 10-to-1 superiority with tanks, DU was to be served out from special weapons caches, armories, as an emergency last-ditch weapon, along with tactical nukes for point-blank range warfare. By point-blank range, you're talking half mile or less. The Davy Crockett two-man nukes, all of it. I mean, we're talking big missile launchers that two guys can carry, that launch nukes, DU tip, so a team with 50 cals can take out T-72 tanks. The problem is you only use it once a nuclear war is already on, because there's a 4.5 billion year half-life on it. If you breathe one whiff of it, on average, it lowers your life expectancy to about age 50 for a man, about 53 for a woman. If you get any of it in your lungs, you are the walking dead. Suddenly, they ignored Dr. Doug Rocky, the physicist who wrote the book on it, the other physicist. Didn't matter what the government scientists had told them. They said, serve it out to everybody. Use it. It's on. Use it at shooting ranges all over the U.S., National Guard bases. Use it anywhere you want. And they use it in every base in the country now, wherever they want. They use it in Puerto Rico, just a few miles from resorts. They use it in Hawaii because they don't care anymore. And so the government, when the fallout hits the U.S., and undoubtedly there's going to be some, one reactor is already melted down. They say it could go even more critical. It's still cooking. They're pouring salt water in on it. What the U.S. Government agencies called an act of desperation, because it's already melted down partially and exploded. But it would continue to melt down and continue to explode. So water injected into troubled nuclear power plant to avert disaster. Japanese authorities scrambled Sunday to avert nuclear disaster, injecting seawater into the overheating reactors and relieving the pressure inside the nuclear power plant at Fukushima. And it goes on the reports to say U.S. government said that it was an act of total and complete desperation. That's not in that particular article, but I have it here in one of my other articles. So the issue here is, you got six plants that can melt down. One's already clearly melted down. They're now hinting that two others have started melting down. There's radiation pouring out of these suckers. They're pumping it out with in the steam. And here's Japan. Okay? It's to the west of the U.S. East Coast. It's to the west of the U.S. West Coast. And so the trade winds, the jet stream is moving across Japan and lines up to come in at its strongest point. It's about 1,000 miles wide, this particular part of the jet stream. You can just type in West Coast jet stream. And, in fact, we'll put it back on screen. We have a NOAA, National Weather Association, map. And there you can see Japan to the west, the U.S. West Coast to the east. You can see the jet stream comes right in at around Northern California, Oregon, Washington. That's the strongest point. And here's another problem with these jet streams. Jet streams are between 50,000 and 10,000 feet in the atmosphere, and they vary. And if you look at the maps, where the jet stream comes in at its lowest point, that particular band of the jet stream, is it tends to dump in right over Oregon, Utah, and other western states. So a nice, healthy dose of Japanese radiation coming our way. And the media is not going to tell you, and the FBI and Homeland Security will go to the radiological metering centers and tell them, don't tell the public. We have guns. Don't let the scum know. We'll be right back.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it any more than
me. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young man. Okay, going back, ladies and gentlemen, I want to open the phones up in the next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we will get you up and on the air specifically with your questions, your comments, your points, your prayers for the Japanese people. Now, I'm going to put back on screen, if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, not just a radio listener, a satellite image of the particular band of the jet stream that comes over Japan and then enters in southern Canada, on the side of Western Canada and the Western seaboard of the United States. And as you can see, as soon as it comes in towards land, it then affects the atmosphere, and the jet stream hits right above Northern California, Oregon, Washington, and then buckles up, goes into northern areas of North America, into southern Canada, and then comes back in over Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, and then down into Oklahoma, Illinois, Texas, Arkansas. Very serious situation, because the media and the government are not going to tell you if they pick up increased amounts of radioactive iodine, uranium, or cesium. Now, we've only got one reactor that's blown up, and the Japanese government has been caught lying about how much radiation was released and the fact that it melted down, and they've now told the truth about it. A lot of it will be dispersed. I mean, the U.S. government, other governments detonated hundreds of nukes in test in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s. The Chinese, the Russians, which also, above-ground nuclear testing radiates everybody. But when reactors go up, they produce as much or more as a large above-ground test, because it's what is known as a dirty type of a nuclear exchange. And I don't want to get all into the physics of it. The point is, it's very serious. And the jet stream goes in circles from west to east. That's why if you're flying from Los Angeles to New York, you get there about 45 minutes earlier than when you fly back from New York to Los Angeles, because the jet stream can go up to 200 miles an hour. It's normally about 100 miles an hour. Again, that's an average. And pushing the aircraft even faster. But when you fly against it, you fly slower. So it goes in circles from west to east, west to east, west to east, west to east, going around the planet, pumping that radiation around in circles. Obviously, those close to the plant, ships that are out to sea, because it is blowing out to sea away from the main island of Japan, the winds are to the northeast, so it blows it up over northern Japan and then out to sea and into the trade winds. And the good news is a lot of these isotopes are heavy, so it's hard for them to get picked up and get carried high into the atmosphere and make it across. So that's good news. But everybody's asking the question, why has Japan built 51 high-tech reactors on major fault lines and major tsunami lines? They get hit by typhoons. In the Pacific, they're called typhoons. In the Atlantic, they're called hurricanes. They get going a lot faster in the Pacific because it's bigger. Typhoon can go 250. Hurricane only 200. They get hit by typhoons. They are in one of the biggest hot spots, arguably the hottest spot in the world, Japan. That's why they have wooden houses made out of paper, because they don't like, you know, the house falling on them. So, you know, that's what's going on there. Why then did Japan do this? Well, Japan doesn't have any oil. Japan doesn't have any coal to speak of. They've got to go nuclear. And they made the decision to do it. And I think it's crazy that not only did they build it in an earthquake fault line zone, the whole country's a fault. I mean, why do you think Japan's there? It was driven up by tectonic activity. By the way, I've got other reports here. Japan has moved 8 feet. The axis of the earth has moved 4 inches. Japan moved, to the west 8 feet. They're reporting it moved up 7 inches. I wonder how the Himalayas got there. That's when the subcontinent of India slammed into the larger continent of Asia. So you've got that going on. So it's moved up 7 inches, moved west 8 feet. The Earth has changed its axis by 4 inches, the GPS shows. This is a big earthquake. To give you a perspective, a 10 on the Richter scale is lava shooting several thousand feet in the air, tectonic plates breaking up, end of the world type stuff, okay? I mean, a 9.1 is just super, super devastating. And the Japanese are tough, you know, engineering folks, probably because they live under such stress and in such a dangerous environment. And so this is what they're facing. And again, volcanoes are waking back up there and are erupting in the south of the country. Everybody's got to be praying for these folks. And I'm not trying to scare people with the radiation fallout. It's just that our government lets our troops use DU, even though they know it's a death sentence. So they don't care about us. And here's an illustration of that. Remember Bob Barr's group suing over it, Congress threatening to sue over it? Congress, the elected government, for over a year has been demanding the records from the naked body scanners, which the New York Times reported is 20 times to 50 plus, depending on which unit they have. There's two different systems. The radiation they claimed, they're violating OSHA law. No radiation tests are being done monthly as they're supposed to be. There's no radiation badges. The employees aren't warned, the TSA, who stand there all day. Now they're coming out with super high-powered chest X-ray machines in Australia to look for breast bombs. They're talking about full-body X-ray of chest X-rays in the U.S. They're now rolling out on the highways of the U.S. super high-powered TSA systems where they have families. This is on the news. Drive under systems that shoot through metal. They make a chest X-ray look tame. Now, a doctor, a dentist, they got to hide behind a lead wall. They put lead over your privates. Not in the airport. These guys sit there frying like eggs. And the system just doesn't care. Here's USA Today dealing with radiation. TSA to retest airport body scanners for radiation. For more than a year, they've refused to give Congress the readings. You want to know why? TSA officials have repeatedly assured the public and lawmakers that the machines have passed all inspections. The agency review of maintenance records launched December 10th came only after USA Today and lawmakers called for the release of the records last year. Congress over a year ago, actually, early 2010. Turns out they were lying, and this is what TSA has not released the records. They're saying, yes, it's 10 times higher the radiation than we thought, but we're not going to release that. We're just telling you, trust us, we're going to retest. They're going to do kangaroo test. These poor TSA workers may enjoy the power trips, but you're not going to enjoy the testicular cancer and the breast cancer because it will fry the hormone-heavy tissues that they're more susceptible to cancer and near the surface. TSA, again, Transportation Security Administration announced. They announced last Friday as well that they are above the law and strip searching in public is okay. Really, cops can't do it. It's against them. They just say they can do it. We don't need any radiation testing. We don't need any laws. We're God. We don't follow the Bill of Rights. Well, a congressman can't break the law. The president can't. Why can you? Oh, because you say so. And now they're setting up checkpoints on highways. It's a federal goon power grab. The Transportation Administration announced Friday that it would reset every full-body X-ray scanner that emits ionizing radiation. The 247 machines at 38 airports, after maintenance records of some of the devices, showed radiation levels 10 times higher than expected. Oh, here's the London Independent. U.S. troops showing a fourfold increase in birth defects in their children, a 12 to 15 time increase in Iraqi children from depleted uranium, and the British Medical Journal has confirmed in their own study. But they don't care. And when the troops are dying and their kids are dying, the system doesn't care. Now, do you think when the radiation from these reactors blowing up sky high like Chernobyl hits the west coast of the U.S., that's landfall, we're in the zone, do you think the media that licks government boots is going to tell you? No. They're going to go out, roll their kids out in strollers for the radiation and worship it and thank it because they love being schmucks.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.